Deus in auditorium eum intende. Domine ad adiuvandum me festina. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia. O God, you shaped the human race. Alone you order all that is. You bid the fertile earth bring forth all kinds of beasts and creeping things. And at the sound of your command, all living creatures, huge and strong, are subject to the human race, that each may serve in rank and kind. Drive far from all your servants here whatever through impurity shall make its way into our acts, or plant itself in habits formed. Grant us rewards of lasting joy. Bestow your many gifts of grace. Undo the bonds of bitter strife. Confirm your covenants of peace. Presta pater piissime, patrique comparunice, cum spiritu paraclito, regnans per omne saeculum. Amen. Lord, lay your healing hand upon me, for I have sinned. Happy the man who considers the poor and the weak. The Lord will save him in the day of evil. Will guard him, give him life, make him happy in the land, and will not give him up to the will of his foes. The Lord will help him on his bed of pain. He will bring him back from sickness to health. As for me, I said, Lord, have mercy on me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. My foes are speaking evil against me. How long before he dies and his name be forgotten? They come to visit me and speak empty words. Their hearts full of malice, they spread it abroad. My enemies whisper together against me. They all weigh up the evil which is on me. Some deadly thing has fastened upon him. He will not rise again from where he lies. Thus even my friend in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has turned against me. But you, O Lord, have mercy on me. Let me rise once more and I will repay them. By this I shall know that you are my friend, if my foes do not shout in triumph over me. If you uphold me, I shall be unharmed and set in your presence forevermore. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from age to age, amen, amen. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum, amen. Lord, lay your healing hand upon me, for I have sinned. The mighty Lord is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. God is for us a refuge and strength, a helper close at hand in time of distress. So we shall not fear though the earth should rock, though the mountains fall into the depths of the sea, even though its waters rage and foam, even though the mountains be shaken by its waves. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our stronghold. The waters of a river give joy to God's city, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within it, cannot be shaken. God will help it at the dawning of the day. Nations are in tumult, kingdoms are shaken. He lifts his voice, the earth shrinks away. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our stronghold. Come consider the works of the Lord, the redoubtable deeds he has done on the earth. He puts an end to wars over all the earth. The bow he breaks, the spear he snaps. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God, supreme among the nations, supreme on the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our stronghold. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The mighty Lord is with us, the God of Jacob is our stronghold. All nations will come and worship before you, O Lord. Mighty and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. Righteous and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who would dare refuse you honor, or the glory due your name, O Lord? Since you alone are holy, all nations shall come and worship in your presence. Your mighty deeds are clearly seen. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. All nations will come and worship before you, O Lord. We who are strong in faith should be patient with the scruples of those whose faith is weak. We must not be selfish. Each should please his neighbor so as to do him good by building up his spirit. Thus, in accord with Scripture, Christ did not please himself. The reproaches they uttered against you fell on me. Christ loved us and washed away our sins in his own blood. Christ loved us and washed away our sins in his own blood. He made us a nation of kings and priests in his own blood. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Christ loved us and washed away our sins in his own blood. The Lord has come to the help of his servants, for he has remembered his promise of mercy. Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo salutari meo, quia respexit humilitatem ancile sue, et genem ex hoc beata me dicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordeus a progenie in progenies, dimensibus eum, fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente corti sui, deposuit potentes de sete, et exaltavit humiles, exurientes implevit bonis, et divites dimisit inanes, suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae, sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Lord has come to the help of his servants, for he has remembered his promise of mercy. Blessed be God who hears the prayers of the needy and fills the hungry with good things. Let us pray to him in confidence.
Lord, show us your mercy.
Merciful Father, upon the cross Jesus offered you the perfect evening sacrifice. We pray now for all the suffering members of his church.
Lord, show us your mercy.
Release those in bondage, give sight to the blind, shelter the widow and the orphan.
Lord, show us your mercy.
Clothe your faithful people in the armor of salvation and shield them from the deceptions of the devil.
Lord, show us your mercy.
Let your merciful presence be with us, Lord, at the hour of our death. May we be found faithful and leave this world in your peace.
Lord, show us your mercy.
Lead the departed into the light of your dwelling place, that they may gaze upon you for all eternity.
Lord, show us your mercy. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
God, our Father, help us to follow the example of your Son's patience in suffering by sharing the burden he carries. May we come to share his glory in the kingdom where he lives with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.
Ora pro nobis sancta Dei genitrix.
Ut digni officiamur promissionibus Christi.
Thank you so much for praying with us. This episode was brought to you by Camino Schools, an organization dedicated to renewing culture by founding great schools. Camino Schools partner with parents in the intellectual, moral, physical, and spiritual education of their children through a rigorous liberal arts curriculum and intentional character formation rooted in our Christian faith. Our aim is to develop children into mature, confident leaders who engage the world with the spirit of freedom, adventure, and service. Camino Schools is opening its doors this fall in Orange County, California for grades K through 8. Discover the beauty of classical education and apply today by visiting www.caminoschools.org. God bless.